Welcome to the EXO podcast, guys. I'm EXO, and this is also EXO. I'm the Saturn, and he is the Chode. That's how you do it, Ty. I just made that so much better than yours, and I didn't even try. You fucking loser. You fucking loser. Okay, start it. Start the podcast.
No, we're going to use yours. We're going to use yours.
Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch.
Okay, well, sorry.
I fucking... You had, like, a little bit to think about it, and you're sucked. You didn't even introduce yourself.
I'm EXO Chode. Everyone knows. I'm EXO Chode.
No, nobody knows that. Nobody knows who we are, Ty.
I'll be fucking on your EXO. On the next hoe. I'm on a flex, though.
Pull up in a Lambo. I'm looking buff, though. Oh, bar.
Running with the bars, though.
The funny thing is, I'm the actual rapper here.
I'm actually Ty. And,
I'm actually not.
He's Brandon.
Who says? What if I identify as Saturn?
I just exposed your government name, huh?
Oh no, I'm so scared. Is somebody gonna hack me?
I'm gonna hack you.
Dude, put that hacker stick up my... I'm gonna stop myself.
Yeah. You're gay.
Okay, shut the fuck up, you fucking loser.
Okay. I will. Alright, we can start this off with... You want me to start it off with like a story or something?
Yeah, go for it. I don't care.
Alright. So... Basically, I think this was like a good month ago. So every single fishing pole we own is in my room. It's just like on a wall, and it's like
in your room.
Yeah, it's like hung up. We hung them up on a little hanger.
What you doing in your room? What's so special about your room,
dude? Because my room is like full of like some. My room's a vibe. I got like fishing poles and a rebel flag and stuff in my room. It's a
vibe. You have a rebel flag?
I do, Brandon. It goes hard.
That do kind of go hard.
Stars and bars. All right, so Brandon.
Stars of... Huh?
Basically, my dog, like, he just disappeared. And I'm like calling him because I'm making sure he's not chewing anything up. I'm like, I'm like, Dipper, where you at? What we got, cuh? And... Out of nowhere, I hear the fishing poles like jiggle a little bit. So I yell at him. I'm like, Dipper, and he just
bolts,
dips, like he runs towards me because he's like scared. I guess I scared him or something. Uh-huh. And then a fishing pole just falls off the wall from the little hook we have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? And this dude is dragging the fishing pole with his mouth. The hook is in his lip.
Oh my god, he got fish hooked.
I know, and I was scared. I was like, "What the?" I didn't know what to do. Yeah. I was
Did you have to pull it out?
No. So basically, I didn't know what to do at first. At first, I didn't know what to do, and I was trying to pull it out like a fish. And I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna rip his lip." So I gotta be careful about this. So I just kept thinking. I was gonna tell my dad, but I like had a feeling I knew what to do. I kept thinking, and what I did was I got some wire cutters. And I cut the... Okay, so you know on a fish hook how there's that one part where it's like the hook part? You know how like you can't pull it out or you're going to cut more skin? I cut that off and slid it through like almost if he got a lip piercing or something.
Okay.
And got it out. Oh my god, dude. That scared the crap out of me because I didn't know what to do. I felt like I was going to hurt
that
my
would
dog.
Be so, I remember one time. This was a long time ago. So we used to have a little little lake house. I don't fucking know where. It was a long time ago. But we used to have a lake house, and we, for no reason, we had like these three dead fishes that would just sit on our lawn or like for this like certain week. And me being a little dumbass I was, I was just like walking to go like inside, I think, or some shit. And I step on one of the fishes, right? I don't think much of it. I look down, and the fish hook, or the fish fin, like the top of the fish, is through my foot, like completely through it. Yeah, like the fin was through my foot. And then.
The sharp? Was it a sharp? Yeah. Like, is it sharp
both I stepped on it, and it went through my foot. My dad had to carry me inside and like pour bleach on it, and then like he yanked it out, and then that was it. It didn't like leave any scars or anything, but dude,
that's kind of hurt,
dude. It like barely like hit right to where it didn't fuck up anything in my foot.
Thank God though. That's gotta hurt,
dude. I don't remember how bad it hurt, but I assumed it hurt like a motherfucker.
I'd assume it hurt. All right. Ooh, okay. This time I told you about this. I told you about this story.
Mm-hmm.
But one day at school, I guess Austin thought I was acting different. And I was just in class. I guess I was just like in a good mood or something. And we're never in a good mood, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in a good mood and I was laughing. And this dude literally thought I was high. Like, he was like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was like, I'm high, dude. I was just messing with him. I didn't think he'd take me seriously until he was like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." And he, like, seriously took me seriously.
That's so funny.
And it got to athletics. Yeah, because I don't do that shit. I can't. But I don't even be around that stuff. But basically, there's one kid in our class, and Austin was telling everyone, "This dude's got a loud mouth."
Dude, it's so annoying.
He was like, "Ty's high." And this dude looks at me and goes, "Are you actually high?" And I was like, "No, dude." But I had to wait till Austin, like, I had to hide it because I still wanted to convince him I was high.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to hide it. And he knew I wasn't high. This other dude named Cameron, he knew I wasn't high. And then we got to athletics, and, like, all the baseball dudes, like, he was telling everyone that I was high. He was like, "Ty's high. I don't even hang out anymore because he's going to get into that stuff and be just like his ex-girlfriend and be doing that, like, every day." Because I told him, I was like, "Dude, this stuff's fun. I'm going to do it, like, every day." And for some reason, he believed me. But I thought it was funny that he believed me. So I kept going with it. And then Owen, you know Owen, we played a few times with him. But Owen knew I was high from the get-go. He was like, "Are you fucking with him?" I was like, "Yeah." And so every time Austin would, like, complain or something, me and Owen would just look at each other. Because, like we thought it was so funny that he's so retarded to think I'm actually high. My eyes weren't red. I wasn't even squinting. I was, like normally, like...
Laughing? Like, yes, that's all of it?
And then here's what the crazy part is, which I hope my coach just ignored it, but Austin, you know how Austin's like being like, "Oh, I don't want to be hanging around him because he's high and he's like smoking a lot." Yeah. So my coach walks in and to ask if, like, they had all their gray jerseys for, like, practice or something like that. Mm-hmm. And right when he walks in, I'm like, "Austin doesn't want to be friends with me because I'm high." And, like, literally heard that "because I'm high" part. And I guess he didn't either notice or something, just but
didn't
I was
care.
I was scared shitless. But, like, the only reason I wasn't as scared as I you'd expect me to be is because, like, obviously I wasn't. It's like, you could drug test me. And,
you'll be fine.
But, yeah, I thought that was probably the scariest thing in the world. But I also, like, there's a JV coach, and I always mess with him because, like, I'm not a bad kid, I guess, that gets into bad stuff. And he'll, like, one time I came out of the bathroom, and he was just, like, I don't even think he was in there for me. He was, like, asking Owen something or something like that. I don't even know. And he was like, "What were you doing in there?" And I was like, "Oh, I was just vaping."
And Did you actually say that?
I was like, "Oh, I was just vaping in there." But he's chill with me. He was like, "I feel like you're telling me that, so I think that you're not doing it, but you really are." I was like, "I don't know, because you got to find out for yourself." I was just messing with him. I thought it was so funny.
Ask me a question.
All right. I gotta ask you if you have, like, we need some stories, Brandon.
You gotta find some hidden gems in my memory.
We've already found two
in the past two episodes, so
we did. I have something to talk about after you're done, but Brandon,
I like men, not women.
Okay. Do you have any, like, weird experiences of, like, playing with random people online or any online player stories? You've been playing games forever, so I kind of feel like you do.
If there's any I can remember, I've had my, like my gamer best friends, like, over the, like, couple years. I've had a couple. I had my Xbox one, then I had, like, a PS4 one, then it went to, like, Noah, And then it went to Dylan. And
Dylan.
Dylan, remember the guy that we rampage in spy? Oh, no. You should know him by Dylan. We talked to him in a Discord call one time.
Oh, Dylan, the chill one.
Yeah.
Dylan that screams. Okay.
But, weird, huh. I mean, there. I've had my fair amount of cheaters I've played against. Yeah. I found one in COD Cold War, and I thought it was so funny. Because like we were whooping the other team, and then they just start winning. Like this one guy just starts going off, and then he gets the kill cam, and then he just aimbots like all of us. Yeah. It was so funny.
That's what pisses me off. Like if I ever had to go against that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have any like crazy stories about that stuff, but I mean, I remember back.
Yeah, I don't have any too crazy shit. I don't do dumb stuff online.
Yeah, but I remember playing Fortnite before I even met you. No, I did meet you. I already knew you. This is eighth grade. Me and Gage would get on Fortnite Mobile, and we'd go into random squads, and we'd like find people, and that's when me and him made a clan, and we'd like just find random people. It was so fun. Back when like there was like little kids playing Fortnite and you could just mess with them. Those are like the good days. Yeah. All right. I did want to talk about something because I was taking a shower and I just for some reason I was thinking and I realized this, but I don't know if you've realized it either. But every time, I've had in my lifetime, I think I counted 7 different hairstyles.
I've had like 4 or 5.
Yeah, probably. You had your buzz cut, and then you had your flippy hair.
I know, I had my buzz cut, then I had my really, really long hair, and then... Oh, no, I had my buzz cut, flippy hair, really long hair. I went back to the flippy hair, then I started, like, letting it grow out, and then I started putting in hats.
Yeah,
and, like, beanies.
Yeah. Alright, well, I had my buzz cut when I was a kid. Then I grew it out and kind of flipped it to the side. I had that till like eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went from that to that flippy hair with the curl, that like baby, like that little curl at the end to where it just like get out of my eye, my right eye. And then I had my little Huddy haircut. And then
I did have a little Huddy haircut phase.
Yeah. Oh, Brandon, and you had my haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had I had the little Huddy haircut, then I had the flow, and then I had the mullet, and now I have this, which is just like a messy hairstyle. But I just realized that I like it's only like when I get a new hairstyle. And I was about to get the flow again. So I was about to be like, oh, who's next? No, like maybe a dude's next, you never know.
Dude, I mean technically you dated me before Autumn, so
dude, technically you did ask me out.
Technically we haven't broken up, and me and Ty have an open relationship, so we can date other people.
But I thought that was so funny though, like you literally asked in eighth grade, just will you go out with me? Like, Ty, will you go out?
As a joke, and then I think we're married now. I don't know. We don't really know. We're just...
It's been 3 years.
Has it really? I guess it's getting there, huh?
That's enough to be married.
Dude, yeah.
My God. What's something else to talk about? Something just random to talk about. We lived in Florence. I said that on the last one, I'm pretty sure. But when we lived in Florence, we always had these barn cats, and they just run around the property. Mm-hmm. And my dad would go to work, like every morning he'd go to work. And from my memory, I remember it happening a lot. But I think it only happened like twice or 3 times, maybe. But Amanda would wake us up and just tell us that our dad ran over another cat. What? And like it was just a common thing. And then they said that one was pregnant, and they said that you could see the little baby inside of it just like moving around, because they said if it wouldn't have gotten ran over, then it would have given birth. Like if it wouldn't have gotten ran over like that day, it would probably have given birth the next day.
That's kind of fucked up.
It's weird. Yeah.
So podcast, me and Ty have been married for almost 2 years now. We got married a year into our relationship. We're kind of hot.
Yeah. We're kind of vibing.
Yeah. Ty's the bottom, by the way, guys. Just in case y'all wanted bottom. To know.
Oh, I'm on bottom. I'm on bottom.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I think you're talking about. I was like, on what bottom of what?
You get the PP tie. Yeah, I know. Get blocked, pussy. Sorry. Cut it out.
I will. Okay. I'm thinking about any like stories.
I just flip reset that bowl.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I can talk about this one thing. I guess about Austin. Okay.
You want to talk about the thing that he did whenever we were on FaceTime with him?
Yeah, when he joined?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, future Ty, cut that out. All right. So, me and Ty were we playing a tourney or a normal game? I don't know. We were playing a tourney or a normal game.
It was a tourney.
Okay, we were playing a tourney with Austin, one of Ty's real life friends. And so we lost the tourney and he left. And whenever you're on like an Apple FaceTime, it doesn't.
Hey, Brandon, let's give him some backstory. He lost the tourney for us and we always tell him.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we always, like, to his face, hey, keep that in mind. To his face, we always tell him that he sucks. We were playing the tourney and we lost first round because Austin sucks at being a goalie and can't just block a ball. So then we were getting mad at him and then we were like yelling at him and then, or not yelling at him, but just like being like, you fucking suck or like whatever. Just like joking with him.
We were like, dude, you suck. Like, how do you not block that?
Yeah. Cause it was like, just easy shit that like, shouldn't be that hard to block. And then, so after that, then he leaves. He just leaves the call.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay. Better. Also, we were joking with him. And after we said he sucked, we were like messing with him. We were saying he sucked in a joke, and we kept saying it as a joke.
Yeah.
Like the first time it was for real, but the second few times were like jokes.
Just to make him more mad because he gets mad easy.
Yeah.
But here, you can take this part.
All right. So basically, he left the call, and me and Brandon didn't realize that you could join the call.
We didn't realize it didn't make a noise whenever you join like an Apple FaceTime.
But basically. He joins the call and just doesn't say anything, and
we have no clue that he's there.
Yeah, we have no clue he's here, either. But we were saying oh, we would have had that game if Austin would have blocked that goal, like you know, just trying to like take the pressure off of us because we kind of like you know because we were just trying to be like, oh, it's not our fault. It's not our fault. We got the next
one. I mean, it really wasn't.
Yeah, we did good, but it was that one block that kind of lost us the game.
And
but
we've lost, like, final rounds because of Austin, too.
Oh, we've lost so many. We've lost so many because of Austin. And that's why we get mad at him, because it's... And then he pulls up with a, I don't care, it's just a stupid game. Then don't play with us if it's a stupid game.
Yeah, and then he said he deleted it, but he quote-unquote deleted the game, right? And then...
Okay, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that.
Okay. Yeah, just cut that out, and then we'll go to there.
Basically, he joins the call, and we're being like, oh, that's not our fault. Austin just missed that goal. That's on him. We're good. We're trying to make us feel better and not take all the pain out of all of it out on us. And he joins the call and hears us talking about that. But he texts me. He goes, "Want to play the 11 o'clock tourney?" I'm telling Brandon in the call, "Nah, I'm not about to play the tournament with him."
Yeah.
And then he asks, he's like, "Do you want to get on earlier and like play with me?" And I'm just telling him, "Nah, I don't." And I'm telling Brandon, like, "Let's just play with this dude and just piss." I literally said, "Let's piss him off and then see if he leaves." Because The thing with Austin is if you piss him off, he's going to leave. So if he can take in us messing with him and telling him he sucks, then we'll play with him. Yeah, so he doesn't just leave on us or get mad at us. So we were just going to be like, oh, let's just piss him off, you know, see if we can't piss him off. If he doesn't get mad, we'll play with him. But if he gets mad before the tourney, then we'll just not going to play. I'm not going to deal with him being all butthurt about jokes.
Yeah.
And he heard that and just, obviously being him, he took it to heart as us being dicks, which I guess you could say we're being dicks.
I know, we don't know, like, okay, so we were, but like not to us, you know, like, because we weren't like trying to be mean to him. We just were mad that we lost the tourney for the fucking a millionth time.
Yeah. And we didn't want to play with him, but we kind of wanted to put him. We wanted to play with him if he wasn't going to be all butthurt. And,
yeah.
Like just like that. But that's basically what happened. And he, oh my God, he goes, I'm deleting Rocket League. And then I swear to God, maybe 30 minutes later, he goes, want to play? I'm like, I thought you
want not. To play no. Not even like 15 yeah. minutes later, he goes, you want to play? And with his Wi-Fi, he couldn't reinstall a game in that time. You know?
Yeah. It was so, oh my God. And then he goes like, he goes, I don't need you. I'll find friends that don't make fun of me and make me mad on purpose. And then he finds a guy to play with. He's like, oh, I'm gonna play with him from now on. And then this dude just doesn't play them ever again. Okay. Speaking of Austin getting mad, we can talk about another. But basically, it's just literally today, maybe not even an hour ago, he left me unopened. But basically,
he's a little crybaby.
God, I love the dude, but at the same time, pisses me off so much. Me and him don't have we're like a toxic boyfriend and girlfriend types. Like,
yeah.
But okay, so, bro. Okay, I just want to point out this is not my fault. Any of what I'm about to tell you, this is not my fault of like why he gets mad and all that. But I got home from baseball. My dad wanted to talk to me about like the baseball, and he just every day after practice he'll talk to me. And this time it took a lot longer than I expected, and I didn't get on after I went to the bathroom. I didn't get on till 7:55, maybe a little later. Yeah. And I knew Brandon was on instantly. I just called him and I asked him if he was on, and he was on already. So
I was just sitting at my desk waiting for Ty to call me because I knew he was going to be home around this time or like around. Yeah. Like 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, he called me and I hopped on. I literally already had the game opened.
in like a minute, Brandon joined. And here's the thing that made me mad because, I guess I'll get to that. But basically, I'm getting off topic.
Yeah.
This dude, I told Austin I played the tourney with him because, like, last time I was in a good mood, so we didn't get mad at him or anything. I was like, yeah, you can play with us again. But every time. See, I knew Brandon would be on, but every time we ask Austin to get on or we play with Austin, we'll FaceTime him and then
it's always an ordeal to get him on.
Yeah, I know. Like it takes like a good 5 minutes to turn his Xbox on and get on and join us. And we were lucky enough to get in the tournament with like only 5 minutes left of being able to join
it. He literally made it to where we didn't join it one time pretty much.
Because he just didn't get on in time and stuff like that. But I just want to point out, I didn't get on till like 55, and I knew it was gonna take him way too long to get on. That's why we didn't invite him. And he asked like, he was like, "Are we gonna play?" And I was like, "No." After the tournament, me and Brandon are shit. I was like, "No, me, Brandon, and Shay are gonna record a podcast." After the tournament. Yeah. And he didn't get on, and he's obviously wasn't gonna get on in time, so me and Brandon played it, and he goes, "Damn, you said you were gonna play with me, and instead you want to make this dumb worthless podcast." And like as much as I don't get hurt by things, I like that was a dick move to say that. Like, you don't gotta be all pissed off at me for something that's not even my fault. Plus, like, this podcast isn't that shit. I mean, it's
dude, no, this really, there's some funny shit in here. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's some good shit in our podcast. Like, I don't want to get a big ego, but like, I like making podcasts. It's really fun to me, and for him to call to be like talking shit about it, I didn't like that.
Yeah,
and that's what pissed me off. And then this dude just said he was moving next year and all that. God, this dude. Oh, Brandon, I tell you that one time that okay. I hate talking about this because I hate, like, this is, like, drama. Plus, he's just going to get butthurt if he hears this.
It's fine.
But he, one time, someone took his phone. I think it was Jake. Jake took his phone, and it was for, you know, okay, what was that class we had last year? It was, like, maybe 10 minutes.
Class?
It was, like, a class for, like, 20 minutes, and it was where they just talked about stuff. Advisory. So we have a class called academic, which is advisory for land passes. Oh my God, what a show.
Dude, yeah. Oh, here, hold on. What the fuck? Okay, sorry.
My head's up. Advisory is academic for land passes. Mm-hmm. and we had this class for like maybe 20 minutes left, and Jake took his phone because we had grade checks. So we had to go up and check his grades with coach. Obviously, they're not the greatest, mm-hmm. but neither were mine, to be fair.
Yeah.
But he was talking about it to coach. Jake takes his phone, and it's like 5 minutes left of class, and this dude is so mad that we took his phone. And we're like, dude, you need to get your grades up anyways. I don't know why you're worried about your phone. We're just messing with him. And then 5 minutes before class ends, Jake gives it back. And for that 5 minutes, he's texting his mom to pick him up. Oh, he literally went home because he got mad that we took his phone for like 10 minutes. Like, that just, that stuff like that pisses me off. Like,
yeah.
Brandon, he's got a girl on his mind. He's so sus for dating girls. Dude,
that is so sus. Imagine not being married to your best friend.
That's so sus.
Don't be mean, man. Aren't you dating a girl, Brandon?
I'm dating Ty.
Yeah, we've been dating.
No, like actually.
Dating Ty.
Like dead serious.
No, dead serious. Me and Ty have been dating for like 3 years.
Yeah, Brandon asked me out in public, and it was kind of hot.
Public stuff turns Ty on, so that's why I did it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like literally in the middle of lunch in eighth grade. We had lunch one day. We had lunch every day.
One day every day. One day.
Y'all went to lunch one time every week.
We went to lunch one time every day.
No, because Shay, we had block scheduling.
We saw each other every other day.
Yeah. And we had lunch, we had the same class, so we only saw each other once a day. But Brandon asked me out. It was kind
of
hard.
No, we would see each other in athletics most of the time.
Oh, every day, yeah, in athletics. But, like, other than that, like, class-wise.
Oh, dude. What is a block schedule? Like, how does that work?
Okay, Shay, so basically, you know how there's, like, 45 minutes in every class?
Yeah.
So it's an hour and 30.
Yeah, so you split your classes in half. So,
so I go to a class for an hour and 30 minutes, and I only have four classes a day.
Yeah, instead of eight.
And then the next day, I go to my other four classes.
Yeah, so it's weird, but I mean, it's kind of lit.
Oh, that honestly sounds nice.
Yeah, it's so nice. I asked the Lampasas, like, district when I moved here if they did block scheduling. They're like, no, we like everyone having their classes one day a week. But, Brandon, do we have any, like, weird, crazy shit that happened in football? Like, do we have any stories about football? Because I remember that was, like, the
one. Remember whenever I chased that big black kid down and I tackled him before he, like, reached the end of the field?
No, I don't.
Dude, so... So this dude was like 6'2" at least, right? Big black dude, thought he was gonna be faster than me. Apparently he wasn't. So he got the ball and just fucking started running all the way across the sideline, right? And I see that and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go. And then I don't know, like probably the 30 yard line. I fucking run and just hit the fuck out of the side of him and just knock him out of like the fucking football field. Jesus, like out of bounds. Dude, it was like a big 6 foot black dude.
I'd be scared to even go near him.
Dude, right?
Yeah. Facts, like eighth grade, seventh grade, and yeah, hell no, I'm not touching that.
Dude, unless you're Casey Kopetic.
But Brandon's still built, but like for eighth grade, he was really built.
I was a big motherfucker.
Brandon's a big motherfucker. He still is a big motherfucker, but like eighth grade.
You can't see it as much, but I'm still yeah, stronger. Yeah, yeah.
In eighth grade, I was like, damn, Brandon's big.
Ty used to be so small.
Oh my god, I was a tiny motherfucker. But hey, me and you would always try to get in the same weight, like workout
class. I know. We literally got at one point we were one away from each other.
Yeah, I remember we did.
I'm pretty sure we could have just joined each other's things and they wouldn't have cared. But
oh yeah,
we should have done that.
Well, we should have talked about this in the first episode. But how me and you met.
Oh, we thought each other were weird.
Oh my god. Shay needs to hear this too. Shay doesn't know.
Yeah, no, I want to hear
this. Oh, Ty, look what I just did!
I saw that.
Dude, predicted.
I want to tell this story. So, me, I've lived in Dripping Springs all my life. So, like, I knew everyone.
Yeah.
But Brandon was like.
I didn't go to actual, like, public school until eighth grade.
Yeah, so he went to homeschool until eighth grade.
Besides, like, first grade and, like, kindergarten, but...
Yeah, and then he went back to homeschooling, but that's besides the point.
Well, I mean, I graduated in less than a year.
Yeah, so the one class we had together, the teacher put us together, like, next to each other.
Like first class ever.
Yeah.
And right? And
it was ELA.
Yeah, it was English, and she told us that we should work together, and she definitely regretted that later in the year.
She
did not like us sitting together later in the year. But then, so she put us together with Jamal, and I remember this. So do y'all know what we're doing? And y'all go, no, and I'm like, oh, shit, I don't either. We're fucked.
It was kind of funny, but...
It was. And you were like, Jamal, you're the motherfucker who does this.
Yo, I do remember that, because I remember being like, Jamal, what the hell? You're the smart one,
yeah. But all became best friends.
Hey, Ty, we got to tell the story about my hat during baseball season last year.
A little later, hold on. But Brandon, I thought I didn't know Brandon. I thought he was like a weird kid. And Brandon's hair was a lot shorter. Like it was,
yeah, and my hair was fucking like almost buzz cut short.
He had bad acne too.
Yeah.
But I thought Brandon was like a weird kid. And then
exact same thing about Ty.
Brandon, was it the second or first day that I talked to you?
I think it was the first one. I think it was the first day.
I think it was too, because that's when Fortnite was like my favorite thing to do. I do is play Fortnite. So I asked Brandon, I was like, do you play Fortnite?
And I was like, yeah, I'm goated.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm goated. And then me and him, we don't play together till like the third day from us first meeting, because like I was trying to.
He fucked up the gamer tag on my notes. Times. And I was like, I don't think this is right. I tried putting it, and then you fixed it. And I was like, I bet. Yeah.
It was three times I messed it up. But basically, the first day we played together, we 1v1, because I just wanted to see how good he was. Because I was pretty good on mobile. I was decent on mobile. And Brandon, me and him 1v1, he was dog shitting on me.
Yeah, I was about to say, I assume I just clapped you. I used to be raw. Oh,
but okay. But this one time, we were build battling, and I was catching up to him. And but I was on mobile too, so you gotta realize that. But yeah. I was catching up to him, and I had a hunting rifle, and I no scoped his ass, and I was
the luckiest fucking no scopes in that game.
I could feel my dick grew that day. I felt like such a big dick. It was pretty badass. But I just want to point out before Shay tells the story about his hat, I'll tell it, Shay, since my mic's better. But I just want to point out that me and Austin, when we became friends, first question was, do you play Fortnite? Like, that's just my way of asking people if they want to be friends. But, okay, Shay, so you can add to the story if I forget anything. But basically, we were at my house. Me, Shay, and Owen were at my house, and we thought it'd be funny to put his hat in the filing cabinet.
Hey, okay, hold on. We have to start back from what happened.
Okay.
Okay, so literally, this is the first time I've ever hung out with Ty, right? And this is the very first time, this is beginning of baseball season last year, before, like, COVID broke out and everything. And literally, what happened was, so we went to Ty's house, and remember, Cash and everybody came over. Avery, Dylan was over there. Everybody was over there.
No, you were over there, but you came over before that big party I had.
No, this was the same night. That was, okay, so that was a different night.
Then. Yeah, it was a different
night. But this is the night that everybody came over, remember?
Okay, yeah.
And then, so the beginning of the night, we were just riding four-wheelers and stuff, and we were all just messing around, and I swear the whole night. I had my baseball hat the whole night, and we had a tournament in the morning, and I wake up in the morning, and I have no idea where it is.
Hey, can I point this out? These are two different nights you're talking about.
Are you sure?
Because the night you lost
your hat, the first night was with Austin when he stole from me.
Yes, and then you hung out with me again with Owen, because Austin left, and it was just me and you were like, oh, let's invite Owen. No. Austin was with us the whole time.
That was the same night, remember? Because we went calling that night.
Shay, it was me, you, Austin, and Owen when you lost your hat.
Oh.
The party has nothing to do with this, but basically, me, Austin, Owen, and Shay hung out one night, and Austin didn't have the tourney, So he left to his house that morning. Well, we had a tournament in the morning, and Shay could not find his hat. We hid it in the filing cabinet, and we forgot we put it in the filing cabinet. And Shay, did you even have a hat for the tourney?
Yeah, I remember Amanda found it when we got there.
Oh, yeah. Amanda found
it. And then...
No, shut up, Shay. So we clutched up. Amanda clutched up and found the hat in the filing cabinet. We were like, what just happened? We don't even remember putting it in the filing cabinet. And he finds his hat. We're at the tourney. And then the next day, I think a day or two later, we had another game the next day. And
it was the same tourney, remember? It was like a 3-day tourney.
Same tourney, just different day. And this motherfucker decides to stick his head out the window with his hat on.
Oh, my.
His hat just disappears. It's gone.
We were taking a picture outside the window because we were going to eat before our next game. And we were going, we were going to Whataburger, remember?
Yeah, we're going to Whataburger.
I stick my head out the window, bro, and it just flies off.
Disappears.
And then I told Benny, Danny, I told Coach, and I was like, Coach, we got to turn around. We have to turn around.
Shay was up in the front of the bus, like, sitting next to Coach, asking him to turn around. It was so funny. I was laughing my ass off.
But he wouldn't turn around, and I had to run at the tournament. I got benched.
Yeah.
You got benched.
Because he lost his hat. Yeah, oh, another time Shay got benched, he was, 50 minutes late? 50, not 15.
50
minutes late. 50 minutes late, and we waited on him. And he had to sit the bench the whole game because of that. I thought that was so funny.
That sucked.
Ben, how are we going to exit this? Like, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. And if you're on YouTube, thank you for watching. You're a psychopath. Ty's gay.
Tune in
next time.
Next episode.
We're gonna see if we're smarter than a fifth grader, which I am definitely not.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. It's kind of a see. All right. Well, thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. We'll kiss you. We'll give you a cookie if you subscribe.
Yeah, we'll give you a cookie.
Or follow. I don't know how Apple Podcast works. Or Spotify.
Yeah, you like follow or subscribe, but I'll kiss you.
Okay.
All right. I'll kiss you.
Okay. All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mwah.